Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What News with Murph. Today on the show, we have a brand new music from Alessi Cavalier, Springs, and April Cry. And we'll also be discussing the time that I attended the a Spring Fan Club party back last June. This should be a fun show, folks. But before we get into all that, let's recap. Last week's show, coming in at number three last week was Julia Capograssi with her a single Morgan. At number two last week was my buddy Shelby Lee Lowe with his a brand new single Love to Live By. And at number one last week it was my friend's Spin with their a brand new single Crazy for You. And it's also their birthday today, so happy birthday to the lovely ladies of Country Duo Spin. So with that being said, let's dive straight into today's countdown. Coming in at number three this week, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about her after we play her song. We played a couple of singles from this lady in the past, but this is her brand new single. This is April Cry with Perfectly Imperfect at number three on Indie Country Radio.
Try to put me in a box, try to tell me what I'm not, so quick to judge, so slow to love, more than just a face, a picture on a page, I smile and sing, my battle's raging. We're
And at number three this week, that was April Cry with Perfectly Imperfect. Now you guys have probably noticed I don't have a co-host with me this week. I tried to make a few things happen, but they unfortunately didn't. So I mean, what are you gonna do? But the co-hosts will be back next week. Okay, let me see. If you did a double take after seeing or hearing April Cry live, you probably wouldn't be the only one. A Connecticut-born, Nashville-residing powerhouse. I know her voice didn't always line up with her just under 5-foot petite stature, but only like no other. A crowd cries on this prize on people's faces once their ears come across one single monumental note from her tiny frame. You definitely can't. I can't judge this book by its cover, seeing as her booming vocals evoke different aspects of some of the best singers in country music, like Faith Hill, Shania Twain, and Carrie Underwood. Singing since the young age of 5, Cry grew up around music. Her father is a worship leader in church and encourages his daughter to pick up the guitar at 13. It was her mother's gift of a Martina McBride LP that made her realize that even though she was born and bred on the East Coast, her heart was obviously a lot further south. Quote, "I realized that country music was all about storytelling, and that's exactly where I wanted to be." A Cry says about McBride's impact on her as an artist. Before she had headed permanently to Nashville, at just 20 years old, Cry had a lot of impressive stops along the way. One of those stops being performing a God Bless America at a gala where the keynote speaker was Jermaine Jackson, performing at the Apollo Theater's Amateur Night, and even as background vocalist for Enya. But not many singers could meld so well to such a drastically different approaches and environments, but it's a testament to how dynamic her skills are and her influences, which range from gospel to pop and, of course, country. Quote, "I really love to incorporate all of those sounds in my music," she says. "I have a pretty big range of musical influences and have always been impressed by the powerhouse singers, regardless of genre, like Celine Dion and Whitney Houston. They're in control and a flow of authority. They made me want to be that kind of singer, too. Then I started to love John Mayer and Alison Krauss, and so many new worlds opened up to me." Quote, "I love that music meets you where you are in life," Cry says. With a voice that's complex, dynamic, and larger than life, she can't be beat when it comes to uniqueness and likability. And I'm not seeing any upcoming shows for April in the future, but when something pops up, I will let you guys know. Moving on to the number two slot this week is a duo that I've played I played several times before, and I'm really good friends with. I got to, I've gotten to see him play multiple times. And most recently at their a fan club party last year at CMA Fest. And I wasn't fortunate enough to score tickets this year, or I'd definitely be there to see it again. With that being said, in this week at number two is the Springs with A God Made One of Those on Indie Country Radio.
Everyone knows the legend of this man. Got a heart of gold, a constant provider, shelter, a strong and steady shoulder. The number one fan, an example of a real man. God made one of those for everyone. Gotta love them while you can, you don't get a second one. They're the heart behind the wings that helps you become who you are and who you're gonna be.
Mother and father, daughter and son, God made one of those for everyone.
She's the queen who carried you into this world.
She taught you patience and how to treat a girl, a lover, a teacher, a healer, and a believer. The reason that he cares,
a woman.
God made one of those for everyone. Gotta love them while you can, you don't get a second one.
They're the heart behind the wings that helps you become who you are and who you're gonna be. Yeah, they're
a mother and a father, daughter and a son. God made one of those for everyone. Mother to a daughter, father to a son, daughter and a father, mother and a son, you only get one.
God made one of those for everyone.
Gotta love them while you can, you don't get a second one.
Did a heart behind the wings, the head you become who you are and who you're gonna be. Yeah, there
is mother and a father, daughter and a son. God made one of those for everyone.
This week, that was the Springs with God Made One of Those. Where do you get Jimmy Parrish, Stewart, Holcomb, and Ollie Holmes together? Along with tight harmony, sure-footed songwriting direction, high-energy shows, authenticity and undeniable chemistry, you ultimately get the spring. This driven pair is carving out a place of longevity in Music City, featuring both male and female vocals. The spring comes packed with a ever-growing fan base. The versatile, multi-award-winning duo. I'll get it right in a minute. Delivers country, southern rock, pop, and traditional favorites, offering something for the whole family. Some things are just meant to be, and the divine pairing of Stewart and Holly serves as a perfect example. The two Alabama natives met at the world-famous Bluebird Cafe shortly after they each moved to Nashville. They both moved to town with a dream and a moving story. But during their high school days, both Stewart and Holly found healing and comfort in music as they each had endured tragedies. Stewart survived a EF4 tornado, hitting his school and taking the lives of 8 of his friends, while Holly lost her grandmother and cousin in a drunk driving incident. Quote, these tragic events helped us to know that music was what we wanted to do with our lives, shared Holly. I realize it can make a difference in other people's lives and that you can touch the life of someone that you've never met, added Stewart. Holly made it to the third round of the preliminaries of NBC's The Voice, while Stewart brought several impressive awards to the table. The featured duo began a co-writing and both approached their music with a, quote, live life to the fullest outlook. Sparks flew between the two, and it became certain that their chemistry on stage and off stage set them apart in a large pool of aspiring artists. They began working with Rick Barker, who managed Taylor Swift when she got her record deal. Barker witnessed their unwavering work ethic and their obvious connection. Subsequently, he encouraged them to work as a team. From taking his advice and following his model, they continued to watch their careers flourish. Off stage, Holly accepted Stewart's marriage proposal December 20th, 2013. Stewart popped the question at the Bluebird, where the pair first met on January 23rd, 2011. He was successful in closing the Bluebird down for 2 hours, and successful in getting that yes. Besides the couple, the only other people present for the memorable moment were Stewart and Holly's parents and a photographer. More recently, Stewart and Holly tied the knot on September 12th, 2015. The couple was married in their home state of Alabama in front of their families, band members, and close friends. But they could not invite all of their friends to the wedding. Friends and fans. Combination of the two. They did want them to be a part of their special day, and the wedding was streamed live on Periscope with over 1,500 viewers. Their faith, individuality, and unwavering work ethic positively places them in a leg of their own in the midst of a ever-competitive industry. They believe in family-friendly shows, and their songs reflect those values. And as somebody who's been to several spring shows, I can vouch for that wholeheartedly. The standout duo has tirelessly performed over 500 shows while personally engaging with their audiences. As their careers continue to rise, they remember where they came from. They're doing what they love and loving what they do, and they're inviting everyone along for the ride. Let me tell you guys a little bit about where you can see the Springs in concert this summer. June 7th, at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville is their annual fan club party. And that next week, the 14th, is a private show in Savannah, Georgia. July 1st, they are back at the Bluebird. The 3rd, they're in Perdido Key, Florida, at Floribama. And 4th, they are in Elba, Alabama. So that's a little bit of where you guys can see the spring show in person. And that brings us to the number one song this week. The number one song this week belongs to Songs to Forget member Lacey Cavalier. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Lacey after we hear the number one song this week. This is Every Time It Rains on Indie Country Radio. Lacey Cavalier with Every Time It Rains. And Lacey's bio is literally unlike anything I've ever read. So, are you guys ready for this? Oh, hey there. My name is Lacey Cavalier. Let me just start off by saying I'm terrible at writing bios. Ironic, isn't it? I write for a living, but when it comes to a paragraph and I have to describe what like me, well, I can't seem to successfully do it, so I'm going to try a different route. Here's 10 facts about me that hopefully you find interesting. First things first, I'm 21 years old. I was born and raised in Minden, Louisiana. Therefore, my favorite food is crawfish bisque. Obviously. I was a Barney kid. Yep. You heard that right. My name was Megan, and I was one of the little ones singing, "I love you, you love me." And next to that, a big purple dinosaur. I absolutely loved it. But at 11 years old, I told my parents I needed to retire from acting and focus on my singing career. Otherwise, people wouldn't take me seriously. For my 12th birthday, my parents surprised me with a trip to Nashville to record my first CD. Wait, what are CDs? I know. I covered a bunch of oldies like Rocking Pneumonia and A Lot of Shaking Going On. I went to all of the little stores in my hometown and asked if I could sell them for $5 at the checkout counter. It was adorable then, but now I beg my mom to hide them before I bring friends home. I graduated high school online at 16 and have been pursuing music full-time ever since. I still haven't gone to college yet, but hey, go Tigers. I lived in Nashville for a little over 5 years and have written hundreds of songs with some of the coolest human/songwriters ever. I come from a family of five with a brother and sister that are older than me. Yep, I'm the baby, and by no means have I gotten away with murder, y'all. But my family means the absolute world to me, and their support is the reason why I've rented the stream full force. My parents are the truest example of superheroes. I want to get a tattoo in honor of them, but Mom's not loving the idea. I've gotten to release a lot of the music over the years, and one song in particular got the attention of Chase Rice. Now, this is one of my favorite stories that I get to tell. It feels like a shot out of a movie. I got a phone call from a random number one day that I happened to answer, and it just so happened to be Chase. I was really glad I didn't decline that. I picked up the phone, and he told me I love my song and wanted me to open for him on his college trip. I couldn't say yes any faster. But that phone call turned into college tour, which started an amazing friendship, which led to another tour in the fall, and it has played a huge role in my growth as an artist and human. Love that guy. You girls got a sweet tooth. Yep. Desserts for every meal, please, and thank you. I've always loved any and every about a year ago. Well, there's no reason I can't make these things myself. So I started baking, and quite frankly, I stunk at it when I started, but I got pretty good after a while. I now bake a pretty elaborate cakes for birthdays and events. It's another creative outlet that I'm so glad I dove into. I could watch the Katy Perry Part of Me movie every single day of my life. Performing is my favorite part of it all. It's the coolest moment when you finally get to connect the words, the sounds, and years of hard work with people in the audience. That energy and excitement is what I want to live off of forever. And that was number one, Miss Lacey Cavalier, number one this week, with Every Time It Rains, and probably one of the coolest bios I believe I've ever read. with that being said, we don't have a show next Tuesday, but next Wednesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Christina Taylor joining us. So I think I'm going to end the episode because, frankly, two things. I didn't intend to start the show an hour later. Something came up this morning. And two, Du Bois Incredibly Hungry. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Widows of Mirth. Thank you and goodbye.